why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the dialogues and conversations of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, the awaited Savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So, dear friends, as we speak about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, there is this dialogue that His Eminence has with an individual by the name of Ishaq ibn Yaqub. Apparently, he is one of the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. In this conversation that occurs between Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and Ishaq ibn Yaqub, there's a part where Imam al-Mahdi says, as for Abu al-Khattab, Muhammad bin Ali Zainab Ajda, then he and all his associates are accursed, and you should not and must not cultivate the company of those who harbor their beliefs. And my forefathers and I are aloof and far away from them. And so just to kind of talk about this little small segment in this conversation, in case our listeners are not aware of this fact, but Abu al-Khattab, the individual that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, speaks about, was one of the individuals who was of the Ghullat, and he was one of the leaders of the Ghullat as well. So these Ghullat, these were individuals who, you know, they had these extreme views and beliefs regarding the infallible and immaculate Imams. And so they believed that they were the incarnation of God, or that Imam Ali alayhi salam was God, an incarnation of God, a physical manifestation of God. And so these ghulat also had these kind of strange and extreme views. And the imams always were against these views, and they opposed these views of these kind of extreme individuals who had these kind of beliefs. And so we find that even the previous imams had their disagreements and severe opposition to these individuals who used to have these kind of superstitious and supernatural type of beliefs concerning the imams, specifically that they were the incarnations of the Almighty God, or that they had the powers of the Almighty God. And so here too we find Imam al-Mahdi really opposing this individual, telling his followers to oppose these kind of individuals, telling his followers to not associate with those who have similar beliefs. So we too have to be very careful with who we associate, and we have to be very careful not to be hanging out with every single person that is out there. And of course, you know, at the end of the day, to be able to strengthen and purify our beliefs about the infallible and immaculate imams. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Allah says, Inna alladhina, truly those, tawaffahumul malaika, the angels wrest their souls from them, they take them. What happens? Zalimi anfusihim, while these people are doing dhulm to themselves. We never want to be one of the abid of the tawaghit. So these people try and tell the malaika, and the malaika are intelligent. We were mustadhafin. What do the malaika say? They say, قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً Was not Allah's earth expansive? He says, فَتُهَاجِرُ فِيهَا You could have made hijrah. Hijrah from the wilayah of the taghut to the wilayah of God. Hijrah. Leaving that. So the malaika obviously don't accept that as an example or as an excuse. And also, God doesn't accept it. The verse continued. فَأُولَٰئِكَ Those abid of the taghut, مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ They're going straight to hell. وَسَاتْ مَسِيرًا And that's a terrible place to be. Of course, God does make an exception. He says, إِلَّا الْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ Except for those who are truly, they had no choice. There are people they don't know. They're not aware. They're not abid of the tawaghit. These people, he says, next verse, illa al-mustadhafina min ar-rijal. There's some men who literally, they didn't know, they were weakened, really. Wan-nisa, and women, wal-wildan, children. La yastati'una hila. They really had no other way. They couldn't do anything about it. Wala yahtaduna sabila. They had no guidance, these individuals. God says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ Those people, عَسَى اللَّهِ Maybe Allah, يَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ Maybe Allah will forgive them. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا And Allah is عَفُو, He forgives. He's very merciful, He's غَفُور.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.